I would like today, Chevra, I'd like to study a pasuk in Tehillim. It's going to take us, I think we'll get a lot of places studying this pasuk in Tehillim. I want to learn this, David, the schus. Normally when somebody's a chayla, you say Tehillim. We're going to study one verse in Tehillim, Aishla, but we're going to ponder it. We're going to think about a verse in Tehillim today. And it should be a schus refuah shleima for Dr. Eilenberg, Rav Elimelech. Somebody who had a surgery yesterday, had a heart surgery. Dr. Eilenberg is somebody, he was very, very close to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Meir, Brooklyn. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum publicly said in a shmooze to his Talmidim that if you want to see Yiras Shemayim, Reb Shmuel didn't throw around things like this. And he said, if you want to see what Yiras Shemayim looks like, look at Dr. Eilenberg. Dr. Eilenberg is a doctor who, as his name is, learns a lot of Torah. He's a busy doctor who learns hours a day of Torah, is somebody who's a baki in Chayvus Halvavus, is somebody who you watch a Shmainasi, you'll be in a shul of 500 people, you'll ask, who is that man? His Shmaina Esrei. The main thing I want to tell you about is Avas Yisrael. His love of Jews is crazy. Every Yid, his love of Jews is something that's phenomenal. His Simchas Achayim of mitzvahs, tremendous joy of mitzvahs, tremendous energy. His Simchas Achayim, a beautiful, beautiful thing. If he knew, Akiva Balzam loves Sadiqim. I told Akiva Balzam to go to his house for Shabbos. Akiva Balzam went to Dr. Eilenberg and brought some guys for Shabbos. I want you guys to meet him. And I say if he met you, he would go crazy over you. I promise if he met Yair Cohn, they would become like the close. He has good eyes also, and he would see you, he would see. And they'd become close in a minute. He loves Yid like a tremendous. He had an open heart surgery yesterday. So the learning that we have should be his chus refuah shleima. He's an incredible Yid, like really not stam. He was a doctor in Flatbush for many years. Today he's a doctor in Lakewood. It's something, it's worth it. I don't want to worth to get sick. People like getting sick to go to him. The love that flows from that man is something that's extraordinary. The Avas Yisrael, the Avas Habriyos is something that's amazing. I could tell you, my brother married his daughter. When he sees me, just hugs and kisses. His warmth to a Yid is something extraordinary. And you watch his Shmaina Esrei. He davens for his family, for all his patients. His Shmaina Esrei is about an hour long. I'm not timing it exactly. Shmaina Esrei, well after the shul's done, he's still davening. But with such deveikus, to watch his Kiddush. The guys know I like Kiddush. His Kiddush on Shabbos. Just an incredible, incredible human being. Really incredible human being. So it should be a schus that what we learn. We're not going to say Tehillim right now. We're going to learn Tehillim. I want to add, whenever you daven for a refuah shleima, you include somebody as part of Klal Yisrael. It's never good to be singled out yourself. We're part of a nation. It's actually a kitchrig on a person. Whenever you focus on one, b'seich ami anoichi yeshevis, I'm part of a people. It's very dangerous. When the Isha Shunamis asked Elisha, he said, do you want me to daven for you? She said, I'm part of the people. She was afraid to be isolated. When we daven for a chayla, we add the words, amongst all the other chaylim, because it's actually dangerous to single out one. It's a big safety that I'm part of a nation. Part of Klal Yisrael gives you merits. I'm part of a people. What do we do when we count 10 at a minion? What do we say, David? We use a pasuk of 10, because we don't want to count Yidden. So we say, Hashia es amecho varich es nachsech rimenasim adoylam. It's a pasuk of 10. Why do we pick that pasuk? There are many pasukim that have 10 words. Isn't that funny that we pick that pasuk? Some people say, Baruch atah Hashem, l'kenu melech haylam, amaitzi lechem min ha'aretz, has 10 words. Some people do that. Why does Klal Yisrael say, Hashia samecha? Because it means save our nation. And the whole point why it's dangerous to be counted, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, is because you want to be, I'm not singled alone, I'm part of a people. So when we count the Yid, what do we say? Yashia Samecha, save our nation. We pray for our people. So in counting Yid, I'm part of a nation. That's what we do, Avila. So it's very important. So I want to say, it should be a refuah Hashem, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, one of the leaders of our generation, is in rehab. He had a massive stroke, and Klais, we need him. One of the great leaders of our generation. He's in his 90s. We need him 120 and beyond. He's one of the active leaders of Klal Yisrael. And he should have a refuah shleimer of Shmuel Kamenetsky and all the chaylim in Klal Yisrael amongst them. What? Who are you saying? Don't be... It's true. That's true, too.
Are you louder or no?
That's true. Of course. Of course, I think the guys should dive in for refuah. I say this publicly, that with the custodian yeshiva who's given so much, I think it's basic. He's my friend. I've been davening for Alan to have a refuah shleima. I've been praying to Hashem, of course. Somebody who loyally, his care for this yeshiva is very real. The yeshiva is his life. He's given 20 years. We made a pact. We both had 5 years ago served 20 years in the yeshiva. We made a pact. We both promised each other at least another 20 years. So I'm holding Alan is sick, and pray for Alan. He's announced it publicly that he has cancer, and we're davening for certainly, tefillah works. Somebody who cares about the yeshiva, prayer is powerful. One day in our Beis HaMikdash, Goyim are going to come to daven. 100%, they're invited. There'll be thousands of Goyim lined up in the Beis HaMikdash. 1,000%, it's a pasuk. Ki beisi beis tefillah, my house, means the Beis HaMikdash, beis tefillah is a house of prayer. Yikarei l'chol ha'amim, it's meant for all the nations. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be full of goyim. Obviously, we're people, we respect all of humanity. That's not a certain shita in Yiddishkeit, it's just the Mishnah. Chavivin ha'adam shenivra b'tzelem. We respect every human being, most definitely. So we should see refuas, b'sayach shayach chayil Yisrael, all the chayim of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing wrong, you daven for your brother and your leader, and you prioritize that. But of course, people, humanity, fellow humans, we care for as well. And Maish Glaze is correct that we wish a refuas shleima there as well. I wanted to study the following pasuk in Tillim and really sink our teeth into it, should we? The pasuk is in Kapitel Kuf Yotes. If everybody could put their holy eyes on these holy words, we're going to get music today. It's going to be a party today. Look at, let's start. It's pasuk Nun Tes. David HaMelech's talking. Whenever David talks, see yourself, my friends. David HaMelech's Levavoi Levavam. His heart is the heart of the nation. David HaMelech speaks as you and I. He's the heart of the nation, so pay attention, listen well. I asked the Bacher today, this is just as an aside, I want to start learning. I asked somebody today, which dorm counselor do you dig? Do you like? Are you into? What a good guy, a sophisticated kid. I was curious, he has good eyes. So he thought, he said, I liked him. Well, I said, no, come on, don't go. I hear, but he said, okay. He said, Shlomo Feldman, I'm into that guy. Yeah. So, okay. The guy even said, I don't get to talk to him. He's busy, I'm busy. So I'm not in his dorm anymore. I don't get to talk to him a lot, but I'm into that guy. See, he said he's klug. We're tremendously appreciative. All you run and do here, Shlomo and Mendy, very, very appreciated. Thank you. So listen, you'll appreciate. In what you both do, you'll appreciate this. Let's learn. We're going to study a verse, but I asked the guys, I don't just want you to come here and hear something interesting. I want you to hear Hashem's talking to us. We're studying a verse in Psalms and tell him, come learn with me. David HaMelech says the following words, Chishavti drachai. To be chishav is like to compute, to calculate, to make a cheshbon. A cheshbon is a calculation. Chishavti drachai. I calculate my ways. And my feet carry me to your statutes. Edoisecha is your commands, your laws, your statutes. Art school would probably teach it statutes. Is that the truth? What is? But my feet, that's David HaMelech says, we are going to study. They look like six innocent words. There's so much in these words. We could study this the next 6 months, these six words. We're going to study it only the next little while. I would like to share a lot on these six words. Chishavti drachai. I plan out my waves. I make a cheshbon. I think of my ways, and my feet always take me to your commandments. I have a lot to say on this. I want to start as follows, and then we're going to get further and further into these words. I want to ask you a question I'm going to address soon. I plan out my ways and my feet take me there. There's something very bizarre, David HaMelech says. I think about my ways, I make a cheshbon, and I go there. Why does he magir and my feet take me there? I think my ways and my feet take me there. It's a strange way of talking. You go there. Did anybody, Maish, you're here. Why are you in the Beis Medrash?
I came here.
You didn't, Maish, I'm so proud. He knows that I'm getting it. Did Maish say my feet took me here? That's one of the most bizarre things. You're weirdo to say that. Would anybody, I go around, why, Yair, why are you here? Because I came. I would even say you took your feet. I mean, it is true. You say your shoes took you here? I mean, it is true. I mean, technically, my feet did do the work to get here. What is he talking about, David HaMelech? I planned out my ways, and my feet took me to your commands. Such a bizarre way of talking about it. I thought my way, and I went there. What? Even the simple pshat here is David HaMelech made decisions. I want to say that I celebrate. There are guys in yeshiva who decide. A guy came in here after 6 months of the year and put on tefillin today. It's the first time I've seen him. I'm not here always. It's possible the first time I've seen him. This guy thought for 6 months and decided to put tefillin on. He made the decision. He's in. I so appreciate a journey of somebody who thought through. And we're such a crazy place. We could have paid him to put tefillin on earlier. We could have pressured him. We could have required him. And the guy went through a lot and decided he had been through a lot in his life. He's made a decision. He's in. He wants to put on tefillin. I saw him come in. My heart skipped a beat. I love it. We're a place of chishavti drachai. David HaMelech didn't do because somebody else did. It wasn't imitation. His avoid had a chiyus, had an energy. Chishavti drachai. I've made a cheshbon. I've made calculations. I've thought about this. And in my decisions, I've decided to keep. I've decided. I had a bachur in yeshiva a couple of years ago. I've said this over. When I watch guys, I don't want to make it about Maish Glazer. I've watched him think and decide. And I love the process of Chishavti Dracha. You look like David HaMelech. Chishavti Dracha, decisions. A guy told me in yeshiva a few years ago, it was late in the year, said, I think I'm going to work next year. I was like, what? He was like the best guy. It was like Pashut what he was going to do. Mit Amol, I think I'm going to work next year. First, I was like very, like almost upset. You know our program. You know what happens next. We walked in places of Durham. I don't think people have walked before. It's a big challenge to say to the guy here, to say that I went to places, even Yossel Yudin didn't go. I'll challenge you. I'll tell you where I went. If you go to the light down Wallingford Road, the light, and you make a right to get to Waterbury, I went straight. If you go straight and make a left, there's a road. Like, if you've been there already, you're cool. But at the end of that road, the road just stops. You can't drive any further. And then there's a path into the unknown forest that, has anybody here ever been there? Not a guy's been there. I don't know if it's legal or not, if it's private. I needed to talk to this guy. If I didn't have Avera, I'll have to do tshuva. But me and him walked into places. We just walked and went. And I had a fascinating conversation. I was so changed. I'm changing from what he told me. It was so cool that he wasn't willing, so everybody goes, I'm still going to think. I'm planning. I'm thinking. I'm not willing to go because others go. I got like so moved where it wasn't just, well, everybody does that. So, as was, chishavti drachai, I think through my ways. I make calculations. Chishavti drach, I am thinking out my ways. The fact that everybody goes wonderful, I refuse to go because everybody just to go because others went. Chishavti drach. David HaMelech says, I make a cheshbin of my ways. Rashi brings, as a, if you look at, well, you don't have the Rashis, hefsid mitzvah kigeneged tzchara. There's a price to pay for mitzvahs. There's a loss. Giving the mitzvah costs me money, costs me time, costs me effort. Hefsid mitzvah, that which I lose, keneged schara, the gain of a mitzvah. Schar avera, the reward for that avera, keneged achsedo, as opposed to what I lose. I make cheshbinus, chishavti drach. Amazingly, David HaMelech's Yiddishkeit had the energy of a chooser. There's an energy in yeshiva that's palpable, that's cool. It's the energies of choosers. There's choosers here. When you look at any share, remarkably, it would be sad to me if there was incentives. I don't, sometimes a bach will tell, my father pays me to go to share. I go, please, could he please pay you to use the facilities, to go to the gym, to work out? Just not the base. I like there's an energy to choosers. I want choosers here. I don't want people paid to do this. I want a chooser, a guy decided to do this. I like choosers. I became principal a month ago. I took this job. I don't believe in doing it because I chose 14 years ago to start a school. 1 month ago, I have an energy today. Something happened, and I took the job again a month ago. I'm doing this for a month. You are a lot fresher and crazier, and I'm very energetic. You might be 8 months into your zman. I'm a month into my career. I'm new at this. I'm a newbie at this. I took this job a month ago. I promise you I have the same energy of a guy who just started. I started, not the same end. I started, much just the truth. A month ago, I decided to do this. I'm in. Chishavti drachai, the energy of David HaMelech is somebody who chose and chooses and makes decisions. And decided to do something. That's David HaMelech said, I've made calculations. But why does he say then my feet took me there? Why does he say my feet took me there? Such a strange way of talking. A Shiva Raglet, my feet, just who talks like that? It is true. I mean, if you want to say how you get anywhere, yo, you go on your feet, but I planned, I thought it out. My Shiva Raglet, he said, my feet took me to your Adas. I once observed in baseball, I dive, it makes me crazy. I see guys before the game make very good catches. They're good. They can play the game. This kills me. I have not watched any of the baseball games yet. Ask guys who've played on the same baseball team as me. I can't handle the ball's up a long time and the left fielder fields it on a bounce. Why didn't you catch that thing? I don't care. You tried and made effort and you dropped it. Fine. That doesn't talk to me. The ball's up. I'm getting it. I'm going for it. The game matters to me. I want to win. I don't even, while it's up, make a calculation. I've decided already and I just find my feet. It's a kasha that I watch guys who could catch. They just feel the ball on a bounce. Like, why doesn't his feet work? What's the difference between him and the next guy who just goes for it? Usually the answer is that he doesn't have such self-esteem. You field it on a bounce. You know, okay, you field it on a bounce. Everybody looks at it and says, okay, you know, maybe he couldn't have caught it. I don't know. You go for it and you drop it. You made an error. You made a misplay. You may look foolish. So the guy makes beforehand decides, I'm going to be safe. If he decides, I'm going to win and I'm laying out on it, you don't have to decide. When you make that decision before, you automatically chase it. The guys who've made that decision before, their feet will take them to the ball. Because they've decided, I'll look stupid, I'll topple over, the ball will smack me on the head. I decided I want to win. I decided the guys who play ball like this and think like this don't wall the ball in the air. They don't have to tell their feet to run. They find their feet took them. David HaMelech said that I have made such decisions here, chashavti drachai, my feet naturally go. I don't have to decide it. Yeshiva ragla, I just find myself in the base medrash. The power of here, when you make decisions that are firm, that are strong, is your feet work. in a strange way, many athletes on the court, their feet work for them automatically. Even guys do jukes and deeks. I don't think they have to, they're not even really like telling their body. They've decided to win. They decided to play and their body performs for them. If you minus fears and other things, your body will then perform, make decisions. Your body will perform for you. Oddly and bizarrely, it's hardly even at the time that you have to tell your body to do it. David HaMelech says, the way I work is chashavti drachai. I make decisions. I shiva raglei desechen. Because I've made such firm, powerful decisions, my feet take me. I'm going to tell you a story that I've said before. It's slightly embarrassing. It's the opposite of making decisions. When I had started 24 years ago in this yeshiva, the first time I started, the recent time I took the job was a month ago, but the first time that I took, that I signed the contract to do this was 24 years ago. So when I started, that time I started, the mayor of Connecticut, the mayor of Waterbury came to the yeshiva. A new thing, it was curious. The man is in jail, a life sentence today. This guy who came, just a true story. He has a life sentence in jail. I could say his name, I don't want to, I don't think it's a good habit. But the mayor of Connecticut at the time came to the yeshiva. His chief of staff was a lady. And embarrassingly, she put up her hand to me in front of a lot of the guys. And we're new in this city. This is the chief of staff. The mayor's there. The mayor was right there. Guys are there. And I moved my hand like this, and she grabbed my hand. Now, why did I let her? I let her shake my hand. I did it. My avera. In my mind, as her hand's there, decision, my mind showed me a picture. I don't remember how long before, a week, a month, a year. My mind, I remember which Rav, I had seen a Rav shake a lady's hand. Seen a Rav do it. My mind showed me the picture in the moment, and I put my hand up limply a little closer that she could grab it. Now, I want to say, after I called my father, I said, are you allowed to shake somebody's hand? He told me you have to give up your life. You have to die not to shake a lady's hand. You have to die. That's my father's shita. My father's very lenient in general. Very, you want any cooler, it's known you call my father. My father holds you have to give up your life not to shake a lady's hand. That's his shita. There are different shitas, I acknowledge. I, at that time, I thought it was usser, but I never was mivara. I never clarified. I left it as a doubt. Because I left it as a doubt, in that moment, I moved my hand. My mind showed me a picture of a Rav doing it, and I stuck up my hand. I made a decision then after I spoke to my father. It's been 24 years. I've been in an embarrassing situation. My body is not moving. I'm not shaking her hand. How I do it, what I'll say, I've had situations. I'm not shaking a hand. I made a decision. Chashavti drachai. It's very, very powerful to decide things. I've decided. I'm not a free agent. I'm not leaving. I don't know. That, you say, oh, let me see. I'll you know, people that I try type of mechanism. I'll see. No. I'm not, I'll see. I decided. At that point, I was a guy who wasn't chashavti drachai. I did not prepare my ways. I didn't decide. I didn't harness my mind. At the point you harness your mind and you decided, there is no challenge. Somebody sticks out their hand. You're not shaking. Chashavti drachai. My hands won't go up. They're not touching hands. We're not shaking hands. We're just not. That's the first thing I wanted to say on this pasuk, this incredible pasuk, is the power of chashavti drachai, of deciding, of cheshbon. Think about it, sit down, decide what you hold. We love leaving things vague and undecided. We love that space called undecided. I'll see, I'll try. We like that space. That's a very bad space to be in sports. That's a bad space. And lahabdul, all of life. I've decided before the game, I'm going after the ball. I don't tell my feet when the ball's up. when I'm like shocked that the guy before, he's undecided, and then in the moment his brain tricks him, and the reason he does, because he has not decided. If you decide to play a certain way, I promise you run for the ball, you're not even going to think. You're just, the ball's a foul, but you see guys, the ball's right by the fence, he's running into the fence, crashing, he's decided something, his feet will move automatically. The other guy comes tentative. He hasn't decided things. Then the ball's up. He's like, I don't know. And then he feels it on a bound. I saw you in pregame. You were catching everything. You're an undecided man. I don't play ball that way. I don't like my teammates to play that way. We've made a decision. We're laying it out. We drop it. We look full. We're laying out. All of us. In volleyball. Well,
you think?
No. Ball's up. We'll crash, we'll bang, but we'll all go home for that. But we're getting it. We're playing. We're in. You could look bad when you do that, but chashavti drachai, I've made a decision. Chashavti drachai. The mind is so powerful, the body follows naturally when your mind has decided. That's the power of the mind. David HaMelech harnessed that, and he says, I catch myself. I've made decisions. Guys would easier get to the Beis Medrash, easier get to davenings because I've decided. The guy who's decided certain things on minyanim, he finds his feet take him there. The odd expression of Aishiva Raglei Desecha is my feet have been pre-programmed. I've been an algorithm in my system, and my feet take me to the Beis Medrash. He's describing a world where I'm flowing. Akiva Balsam's described, I could tell you this thing, as a parent, the guy who accepts I'm a dad, you find your feet, you run for your kids. You don't even have to, your program, you've accepted father and I'm a dad. That's chashavti drachai, I'm in. I'm a husband. It's not a question, I'm a husband. This job is mine and I'm in and I'm locked in. Your body will literally flow to what you've decided. When you're undecided, I don't know, we'll see, we'll try, we'll think. You're undecided about this. Then each time you're like forcing yourself to do something, it's a question. If you're running after the ball, it's a question. If you're running to... Chashavti drachai is that power of decision, is a decider. I've decided. My body, you will find when you decide things, your body will... I made a certain decision, you'll be flowing towards it. Ashiva raglei tzecha, my feet. The word regel, besides meaning feet, in Lashon Kodesh, regilus. Regilus means that this is a tendency. Regilus, it's my tendency. I'm rugil to do it. In Shas, it says he was rugil, means something that he just was common to do. It's just doing what I do. That's what the word rugil means. And it's so cool that David HaMelech did this practice. I think Akiva Balsam has spoken about this. When you come to yeshiva, decide your day. Decide what your day is going to look like. You'll catch yourself flowing more. When you wake up, you'll see, you'll think, I don't know, you know. Well, you haven't decided. When you decide your day realistically and smartly and very thought out, and what you want, not what your grandmother wants you, not what your Rebbe wants, not what you want. Chashavti drachai. David HaMelech says, I have made calculations. I've made serious and thought out calculations. Ashiva raglei tzecha, my feet are just carrying me. First pshat the pasuk. But I would like to take you on a different journey. I'd like to move our feet a little different. Let me tell you a medrash. Let me tell you what the world says about the medrash, and then I want to tell you my thoughts based on a svas emes. The Medrash says as follows, that David HaMelech is saying something different. What I just said in Torah has ayin panim, has 70 ways of learning every pasuk. Hashem intended all the ways. Very complex. How can he meant all these different things? Good question. But Maish Shui, I want to learn another pshat in the pasuk. Chashavti drachai means David HaMelech was the king of our country. He had a lot of tasks on his place. Says David HaMelech, Chashavti drachai, I was thinking through, prioritize, what should I do, where should I go? He had a lot on his plate. You know how many people were tugging and pulling? He was the king of the Jewish nation at a glorious time period of our people. You know how many kings, princes, people? You know how many people in Klal Yisrael, millions of people, wanted a minute with David HaMelech? David HaMelech's brain must have been pow, the explosion in that brain. People fighting for 30 seconds of David HaMelech's time. He was the king of Klal Yisrael, powerful, a tzaddik, connected to God, and everybody wants a piece of David HaMelech. And he said, Chashavti drachai, my mind was overwhelmed of thoughts with what I should do with my day. He was trying to plan out, should I meet with this prince, that king, that yid, that principal, that Rosh Yeshiva, that businessman, all important. The mind was like overwhelmed. Says David HaMelech, listen to these words. Chashavti drachai, I was thinking out. What should I do? There's so many pulls, so many ways I can go. So many ways, chashavti drachai, I'm trying to think out. So many important things to do. When you're young, you think the battles of life are the good and the bad. Rave or night seder. That's very coarse and childish. When you're older, you'll see the real battles of life are this chesed and that chesed. The deepest struggles of life. My wife, but they want me to the chasana. The deepest struggles of life. I daven in my shul. I'm a member of shul. It matters if I come. But there's a kiddush with someone who'd be happy if I go there. These are the deepest struggles of life. And David HaMelech says, Chashavti drachai, I'm trying to think out what I should do. So many pulls. Now here I'm going to tell you what the world says. And I don't learn this pshat, though there's some truth to it. A yeshiva regularly to sechem, my features take me to the base medrash. Set the simple pshat, the way the world learns, is David HaMelech had many things and many pulls, and he would get in his car to go to many places, and he found out he was just in the base medrash. That's where he would just go. Just happened. I remember a true story when the yeshiva was in Waterbury proper. I had some place to go. It was an off day. And I set out of my house, I promise I pulled into the parking lot of yeshiva. It's just what happens. I pulled in, I'm like, Daniel, why are you here? My feet just took me, I'm used to going there. I just drove my car, I was in the parking lot, I'm like, oh, it's an off day, I was going someplace else. And the world understands that this used to happen to David HaMelech. Chashavti drachai, he had all these plans, and he ended up in the Beis Medrash. A yeshiva raglia, my feet just took me. I'm in the Beis Medrash. And the world speaks about David HaMelech's overriding love of Torah. He was a tremendous masmid in Avasat Torah. And with all his plans, he ended up. Every mashkiach in the world knows this pasuk. And the pasuk's a shmooze for Avasat Torah. I heard it my whole life. I was very moved by it. David HaMelech, such a busy person, and he ends up learning Torah. Is there a truth to it? Everything. First of all, Chazal, every word of Chazal is true. But the way, this is a medrash. You can look up the medrash on Tillim. The medrash says this. I plan my ways. I thought all different things. I end up in the base medrash. Till a couple of years ago, I would buy a pshat like that. I'm much more of a cynic today. I don't believe that pshat, to be frank. Even though there's a truth to that idea, I don't think that's what would happen. David HaMelech ran his country. How often did that happen? So this always would happen to him? I would say Klal Yisrael must have been a lot of disrepair if the king kept ending up in the Beis Medrash. I'm like skeptical, though there's what to learn. And they're saying that David HaMelech would always just find he's learning. And David HaMelech was a tremendous masmid. We're told that about David HaMelech. The Malach HaMavis couldn't get him because he was learning Torah. He was nifter on what day? His yahrzeit's coming on Shavuos. So he was nifter Shavuos, a deep attachment to Torah, no question. David HaMelech himself, who had a difficult life, said, Lulei Torascha Shashuai. If not for Torah, my treat, my toy. David HaMelech's toy. We have a basketball, he had Torah. Lule sayrascha shashua, if not for Torah, my delight, my toy, azavadati ba'anya, I'd be lost in my affliction. Torah saved his life. He was connected firmly and deeply to Torah. So this pshat, I planned out my ways, and I find I'm in the Beis Medrash. I had many ideas, many places to go. Yeshiva Ragalei Desech, I find him in the Beis Medrash. So the world gives a shmooze on Avas HaTorah. Look at David HaMelech with all on his plate. He ends up in the Beis Medrash. The older version of me is skeptical. Not that it's not true what they're saying. Chazal say the words. Every word of Chazal is true. I'm skeptical that's what Chazal are trying to get us to learn. I like think of the pictures. What's he telling us? He had all the plans and things never happened. He always learned. Did he run the country? There's something deeper and more. It's true that Torah was more important than other things. It's true he prioritized Torah. Every part of my being, when you say a pshat, you don't say cute things in the Torah. We die for the Torah. This is our life. Kiyem chayenu. I have to believe what I say. I was listening to a share last night, and I didn't believe that the speaker believed what he said. I was listening. Somebody showed me online a clip. The man didn't believe what he said. Say what you believe. Guys, speak. Only say what you believe. I would not say over that pshat anymore. I don't believe that's what it's saying. Now, I think, Chazal, I believe, I think they're saying something deeper. It is true that learning Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but what's the picture? So I picture a klutz. What? Like, I didn't learn anything. David HaMelech would think of his plans, and he always ended up learning. And then he didn't do what he had to do. It's weird. Is this? So everything became battle. Is that even true? He was the king of the country. So our king was just always learning. I never saw that. Somebody who has an achrayas has to do is achrayas. It's probably not what Chazal are saying. So David, the king of our country, David HaMelech, taught us that he always had plans and he always ended up learning. Did he ever run the country? He fought wars. Now, Avada, he learned, and maybe he was just saying this would happen a lot or sometimes. I'll tell you, Yo-Yo, what I think. If I was a betting man, what David HaMelech saying? You know what I'm asking you? You have to believe the Torah is teaching us. Ask yourself, do you think that's what David HaMelech saying? When I ask myself, is that what he was saying? That I try to do things, I ended up learning? I don't think that's what he's saying. I don't think so. Even though I'm sure that happens sometimes, and I'm sure whatever he was doing, his mind, there were great gedolim. Rav Aaron Cutler during the Holocaust, Rav Aaron was a tsar at Torah, a goyin b'Torah. I challenge guys, I have in my shtender in Connecticut, in my shul, I have a Rav Aaron Cutler there. Try to learn one piece on the Masechta you're learning. Your mind will be blown. You shall me things. His shtick look like, pew, it blows your brains out. Rav Aaron's Torah was a Sar HaTorah. People sat there for years trying to understand him. Klal Yisrael just lost 2 weeks ago a Connecticut Yid, a Yid who was Rosh Hashiv in Connecticut for many, many decades, or Meir Hershkowitz. He was the Chayzer of Rav Aaron Cutler Shir for many years. He was one of the rare few. He's from the big Lamdanim in this country, and he understood a lot of Rav Aaron Shir. And he would try to explain it to his friends. He would say over the shir. Guys would sit in the shir, like not knowing a word. The man was a goyin. Rev Aaron was a genius. His Torah was like, whew. I read piece to Rev Aaron, my mind is like just blown. Trying to get like the piece. Remember what he said at the beginning. His Rambams are flying. Rishayinim, Achrayinim. Ev kol HaTorah kula wild. Rev Aaron was a generational mind, Rev Aaron Cutler. And Rav Aaron ran around during the Holocaust saving Yidden like a meshuggah. My Rebbe describes that when Rav Aaron was busy for Klal Yisrael, when he would have a few moments, he would open Svarim, but he was learning Einig Yontivs. He wasn't like learning like something light. Like he had a minute, his mind was back in the deepest place of Torah. But I assure you, he was busy for Klal Yisrael. Was he thinking and learning during that time? I'm not in his mind. Maybe it could be, but he still was active doing. What's David HaMelech describing? I would think of all the things, and my feet would take me to the Beis Medrash. What I think David HaMelech is saying is all our lives were challenged with priorities. And nobody more than David HaMelech had choices to make minute by minute, hour by hour, life decisions. Life-altering decisions. Cities, villages, countries were at his beck, at his mercy, what he decides. You know the power two people want to talk to David HaMelech, and both their lives need this conversation, and he's the king, he has a lot he could do. Decisions. Chashavti drachai. David HaMelech is thinking, where do you get your systems of prioritizing? How do you know what comes first? How do you know where to put yourself? My feet take me to the Beis Medrash. He's rooted in Torah. The Torah is a world that teaches us, how do you know what's worth what? It's a world full of wonderful things. How do you have any sense of what's worth what? The answer is we learn a world of value. The Torah is a system of God's values. And David HaMelech says, my feet inevitably are in the Beis Medrash. What he means is feet are in the Beis Medrash is they go to the place that the Torah, that Hashem's Torah gives priority to. He's always rooted, Chashavti drachai. I think, I'm pulled, I'm tugged. Yeshiva ragilo yisecha. My feet always return to your Beis Medrash. In deciding where to bring me, I'm rooted in the Beis Medrash. The Torah I learn, the Torah I live, the Torah I perceive, the Torah that I'm rooted in, it tells me, it guides me, it leads me to prioritizing what I should do. Where I go, what's first, what's second, what's third, how does it look, how does it play out? Yeshiva raglalei desecha, my feet take me to the Beis Medrash. The true Ben Torah, that things are so in place, they're so in, you watch a Ben Torah, you watch somebody who's rooted in Hashem's Torah, the way they are at a family, the way they do, they play ball like everybody else is playing ball, but it's so in the right time and place, it's so perfect when, how much, when you stop, when you start, where you go. Yeshiva Rayle the Secha, my feet have their roots in the Beis Medrash, David HaMelech says. So Chashavti Drachai, in the Cheshbon of my ways, in the decisions of my life, Yeshiva Rayle the Secha, he who is rooted in Torah, he who studies Torah well, and is rooted in the ideas of Torah, has a sense. His life has the right priorities, the right rules, and he finds he's doing the right things at the right time. Yeshiva Raglei Desech, when he's supposed to be a husband, he's a husband, a father, a brother, a neighbor, a friend. Yeshiva Raglei Desech, everything's rooted in the Beis Medrash. That's what I honestly believe David HaMelech is saying. That's what I suspect David HaMelech is saying. And I think the learner of Torah who learns honestly and asks himself, what is Hashem into? What is Hashem valuing? Where am I being pushed? What am I told about? You learn a lot of sugyas of kedima, what comes first. A big part of studying Torah is learning what is what value? Where does this stand in the larger scheme? And you learn a sense of priorities by studying Torah, by being rooted in Torah, by being attached to Torah. Somebody learns a system of things that are right, and they're right. This is the time. Davar bi'itoi ma'yafeh, thing in its time, how precious. I suspect that's what David HaMelech is saying to us. The chashavti drachai v'yeshiva raglai, my feet take me to the Beis Medrash. His feet take him to that which the Beis Medrash had taught him to go. My feet take me le'deisecha, to your statutes, to your commands. I do the thing that I clearly feel now. This is priority. The other thing is wonderful, but this is more. The enemy of the best is the good. It's good, but it's not what the Torah would prioritize. Yeshiva raglei desecha. That's what I suspect David HaMelech is saying. I want to ask, I think we could use some good music. We observe, we all were careful with Sfira. I'm still waiting to burst out more dancing. We're allowed to dance yet. We didn't burst out and dance. That will yet come, Tzvi. That will yet come. But I want to ask, Aryeh Shloime here also? Oh, I hope he won, so he'll be in a good... You won?
Yeah.
Your first victory, right?
Big comeback.
Really? Is that Hootie's team?
Yeah.
Huri won. Baruch Hashem, I'm in a good mood too now. Momo and Huri won, I'm happy. Excellent. Well, what score did we win?
10-7.
That's what we were down with.
7-5 in the last
game. Let's go. No quit. Yeah. You're not baseball, every place. You don't pick air. You quit on the baseball field. You quit on your kid. You'll quit. Quitters quit. Don't quit there. Don't quit. You don't turn on and off middays. You're down 7-5. You grind out. You play harder. Get some base hits. Thank you. Happy you guys came back. Who had the big hit? Let's go. Excellent. I see you down 7-5. Bottom 9 or top 9? Top of the inning. Then you held them the end of the inning. 3 up, 3 down. Who pitched? He's going to be in a good... We're going to get a cheerful song. A lot of people in the world are upset. I had big plans to bring NF to Yeshiva. And I always said if he becomes happy, people will be mad. Of course I heard it. I can't say so publicly. I'll tell you privately that I heard it. No. But so many people are upset how happy NF got. Some people are upset, but it's not nice. He's allowed to be happy. And if you're ever in a bad mood and you need to, like, feel the anger, you can listen to the old music. The man is healing. Beautiful. The man is healing. Yeah. Amazing. Shlomo is going to sing, like, the happiest songs. You have a guitar here? Come forward, Aryeh, come. We'll play, yeah, we'll play you. Yeah. Back to back.
What are we doing, Abby? What are we doing? Trust these tuners. What's all you
need? You know that song, the marriage song, you and Shlomo did? You did it on Chasna, the Chuppah.
What was it? Aida?
What's the word? You like that song? Do that. Nayam, you ready? Nayam Dominic, congrats. Talk about winners. Good win today, Nayam. Excellent. One of my favorite all-time coaches, Bill Parcells, and he said the game is won and lost in the trenches. I like that a lot, Nayam, because they're the glory positions. Everybody's looking at the fancy wide receiver. Everybody's looking at the billionaire quarterback. And then he used to say the game is won and lost right in the trenches. It's a big truth to life. People in a yeshiva, Kalish blabbers, and the game is won and lost in the trenches. Shlomo, the chevra works hard. The game is won and lost in the trenches. So you got the win, it's your win. Good job. Good job, Nayam. Thank you.
Hashem, Chalivi, Maisecha Oide Hashem Michol Ibi Asabon Kol Niflaisecha
Momo, come up with the chair. It's a little like silly. Lag BaOmer was, let's go stone caves. Let's go stay here and do some more stone caves. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what we do? Do it on two. Do it on two. Do it on two. Do it on two. Let's go to
Father and son in a cave for 12 years on the run. Day after day, spent connecting with the Holy One. Buried in sand, they live with faith in all that God had planned. Secrets they found, mysteries they grew to understand. Stone caves, that pain, what you endure was not in vain. You pulled through and you grew from those challenges you gained. Be my rest to rest. Shem Adidah, Shem Kamisa, Be Adarecha, Be my rest to rest. Shom kanisa haicha be'adarecha. Been in your past, wrapped in scars, you're in a mental cast. Never forget, light still shines through shards of broken glass. Treasuring the dance, the ones you were from all your life's events, and now what you're worth. And recognize the barely any expense. So king, happen, but sure ain't always not in vain. You broke through, and you grew, and from those challenges you came, the Lord is soothing. Shed on my the top. Shom kanisa ve'adarecha b'marasurim shem adita. Shom kanisa ve'adarecha.
What is the chevra? Shavuos is coming. Should we all pressure Benny Stein to play it?
Yes. Yeah.
Benny, come for it. Benny, we're not done with you. Go for it. Stay around. Benny, come.
Benny, you give Benny a chance?
Please.
If you share the guitar with Benny.
Let it out.
Let it out.
Let it out.
Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let
I may wander, I may drift, I may ponder what life accepts, but I'll always come back again. I may run, I may hide, cause you know I'm scared of that beast inside, but I'll always come back. And I may win some and think that I've got all the wisdom, but I'll always come back again. And I'll always come back again. And I'll always come back again. I'll always come back again.
Yo, you ever heard that one before?
Ask John A.
Amazing. Thanks for doing that. Thanks. Mary, what do you want to say?
Yeah.
You know the Berech HaChayim he sings? Which one is that? The Berech HaChayim. No, I want to sing some. What's all the way?
Humble Poetry.
Yeah. Shlomo, what song are you feeling?
It's like hard for me to know what's happening.
That's our walk-up song.
Great. But we did it with like beatboxing, booty beatboxing.
Love that.
You ready?
So ready.
We'll just do some like. If you guys want to jump in, please jump in.
Let's go.
Amar li
Shout out Hamida.
Yehuda, we're keeping this going. Yehuda, come. That was nuts. Shlomo, that was nuts. Could you guys tell that Shlomo won today?
Yeah.
Nice. Think about how that would have sounded if you didn't make the comeback. Shlomo is here?
Yeah, he's right there.
Spot him.
Nice. Yes.
Shlomo, the last song of the day. Let's go.
Yeah.
Shlomo, the last
song. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Oh, man. Should I share a poem? Let's go.
A poem,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think it's time to start, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold this, I don't think I need it.
Should I hold it?
Get some
fine. Okay, here's a poem. Okay, hopefully I remember it up on my head. Fine. It's called Letters. It's a story of a son whose father was overseas, never seen his father's face, but knew him from the letters he received. As a boy, the son would wait for the letters to come, anxiously waiting by the door, knowing he still had his father's love. It was that time of month, but the letter never arrived. He fell asleep by the door and in his dreams started to cry. Years have passed, but his father, now just a thought, life going downhill, decided to burn all the letters he kept locked up. As he held up his light, his knees dropped to the floor, the son cried to himself, "Has anyone ever loved me before?" The doorbell rang as all seemed lost, courageous to stand up, praying that he must be wrong. As his hand reached out, felt something beneath his feet. He picked up a letter with the same date. He cried himself to sleep. The son's body shook, heart dropped, tears rolling down his face as hundreds of letters started pouring in by the place he used to wait. The letters were just lost. He was loved all along. Hashem might be hard to see, but will never stop being his sons. I thought this idea, it's like a small poem. It's like, I think when you're like, it's like these like messages you always see. I think when we're little, and there's like an innocence we have, and like we see Hashem, people say there's Hashem, and it's easy. And then you get older, or not even age, but the challenges start coming in, and then you stop seeing the letters, the messages, and you're like there's a point you're about to give up, and like sometimes it takes for that like that one last moment you just like get up, like you're courageous, like get up, like let me just go check. And you know sometimes you realize like once you realize later in life like. That letter comes in, and you realize that the letter you missed all those years ago was, it just came in late. Like you realize they were always being sent, and you realize that like Hashem was always there. So I just think it's a very powerful mashal. And
that's it. Yeah. Well, the Menucha at 6:30, second Seder right now. You should cut it.